This is Matt from the Man Cave. Thanks for listening. Thanks so much with your daily devotion for what? November the 20th. Hope you're having an excellent day. Hey guys, on my cover page, I think that's what it's called, I have a donation button. And I'm always teasing people to send me a cup of coffee. And someone actually sent me $20 to get 20 cups of coffee. But it won't tell me who it is yet, okay? I want to just say thank you. I was so humbled. I was so moved. And when it came, I'm always up on the videos, but I was really having a terrible day. And that came through, and it just cheered me up. And I promise you, I will drink all 20 of them, but not all in one day. But whoever did that wonderful act, I want to say thank you. It was an act of ministry, and I pray that God just absolutely blesses your socks off, okay? Hey, today is, if you can see it, can you see it? November the 20th. Hey, today we're going to be in, can you see it? Did I say November 20th? Okay, it's there. And have you noticed, guys? Look, have you noticed I'm not getting mad at the paper anymore? God has healed me. I'm just thanking the Lord for that. Hey, today we're going to be in Mark's writings, okay? And we're going to be in chapter 20, verse 22, okay? This is Jesus speaking. And friends, when Jesus speaks, you ought to be listening, and I ought to be listening, okay? He was in a place called Bethesda, okay? And some people have brought a blind man to him, okay? And the blind man, here's the thing. If you were blind and you knew someone who was in town that could heal you, or you heard that he could heal you, what would you do to get to that man? Guys, do you know what? If I had been blind my whole life, there is nothing I wouldn't do to get in earshot of that man. And when the Bible says this man begged Jesus, I believe it. I honestly could believe it because he was under affliction. He had bumped into things his whole life. How many times do you think a blind guy falls down in life? A lot. And he probably got tired of it. He had never laid eyes on a beautiful woman. He had never seen his family. People who spit on him. People who robbed him. There's so much in this life that we take for granted because we can see. Guys, what I'm trying to say here is I don't think we should take anything for granted, okay? I think about when I see a person who's missed a leg because they were in the war. I'm thanking God for my feet, my ankles, my legs, and I have bad ankles because I played football. I'm thanking God for my hands because I run into people all the time that don't have them because they lost them serving this country. Or I run into people who are blind, who are deaf. Friends, thank God for all the things that you have. Do you understand? That's free stuff. Okay, so this man hears that Jesus is coming into town, okay? And the blind man begged Jesus, touch me. What is that? That's what the blind man is saying to Jesus. He's begging him. And I'd love to read the original language on that and look up those terms, okay? He's begging him, just touch me, Lord Jesus. Just touch me. Just like the woman who had the issue of blood. She knew if I just touch him, I'll be healed. Oh, that gets me so excited, guys. Touching God, okay? And we can touch him every day. Do you understand that? The Bible says that. Here's the thing. Spiritually, we can come to the throne room of grace, make our petition, make our request, okay? We can fellowship with God through His Spirit. Oh, I'm jazzed on that, guys. I'm jazzed on that. So he says, begging him, just touch me. Jesus took the blind man by the hand and led him outside of the village. Why? Jesus is walking. Here's the blind man begging him, please just touch me. Just touch me. Jesus grabs the man by the hand, walks him outside of town. Why? Do you know why? Because there was negative faith in that town. There were those there that did not believe. God responds to faith and trust. And oftentimes you will read stories where God, Jesus, kicks people out of the house. There's a story where Jesus shows up at this house and they say, Jesus says, she's only sleeping. And it says in the text, they laugh him till they're almost scorning him, mocking him, saying, you don't know what you're talking about. She's dead. You think she's sleeping? And they're just mocking him. What does Jesus do? Always kind. Always kind. He says, hey, remove them. I only want those people of faith in the house. And who was that? Mom and dad and the disciples. Oh, what did Jesus say? She's only sleeping. Arise, maiden. Give her something to eat. And she arose because he spoke the word. When Lazarus was dead, so much so that he stunk. Friends, when you're stinking, you're dead. Look at, that's just a freebie because your body starts to decompose. You stink, okay? All the toxins, all the ammonias are coming out. He stunk. Sisters of Lazarus said, Lord, you don't want to roll back the stone. He stinks, man. I mean, he really stinks. And they've already put the spices on him, okay? Because they would wrap him in a burial cloth, okay? And load him down with spices, okay? Until his body decomposed and there was nothing but bones. That was part of the deal. But they're warning him, Jesus, he stinks. Roll the stone away. What do we need to do when Jesus speaks? Obey. That's a free one. That's your free tip of the day. It's simple. When Jesus speaks, obey. They roll the stones. What does Jesus say? Lazarus, arise. What happens? He comes out of there, man. Do you believe it? He comes out of there. So God grabs this blind man in our original story, okay, in Mark 8:22, and he walks him out of town because those that are around Jesus have what's called negative faith. They're the naysayers. They're the people with the half a cup of coffee, okay? Everything's always doom and gloom. And we're not to judge those people, but I've often seen that God can't act fully when we're around those people, okay? So what do I need to do? Judge them? No, I need to distance myself from them so I can receive the provisions and blessings and favor of God. I want the miracle. He grabs the guy and he walks him away from them. Friends, I tell you, I could preach 1,000 devotions on that one principle, being around like-minded people. Have you ever heard this? Birds of a feather flock together. Who are you flocking with? Okay? Is it, and I'm not saying judge, and I'm not saying that you don't need to have lost friends, because here's the thing, you're salt and light to a lost and dying world. But when those friends start pulling you down in your morality, in your relationship with God, in your obedience to God, it's time to walk, okay? You're not lifting them up, they're tearing you down. You don't need to go to some of those places, amen? Preach it, baby. You know you better say amen, okay? And so Jesus walks them out of town. What's about to take place? A miracle. He's outside, away from the naysayers, away from the negative faith, away from those who don't believe. Friends, he's away from those who don't believe. When he had spit in the man's eyes, if someone spit in your face, would you be upset? I would. What if it took someone spitting in your face for you to see again? Would it upset you then? No. It's all perspective, isn't it? Jesus spit in his face. Spit in my face, Lord Jesus. They spit in Jesus' face and it was wrong. But if Jesus ever wants to spit in my face, I'd love it. Why? Because it's Christ. Friends, here's the thing. Don't get all hung up. Don't get arrogant. Don't get prideful. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's a form of humility. Who's higher up? You? John the Baptist says, he must increase. I must decrease. Jesus spits in the man's eyes and put his hands on him. And Jesus asks, do you see anything? So he said, I love this story. Verse 24, the man, he looked up and said, I see. They look like trees walking around me. So the blind man, he's straining. He's seeing. He's looking around and he's seeing things, but he says, everything, from what I understand, kind of look like trees. What he's seeing is people, but he's not seeing fully yet. Okay? How many of you are like that? I was like that for a long time, where I thought I was seeing clearly, but I wasn't seeing clearly. Everything was fuzzy, but I really truly believed my perspective was correct. My assumptions were 100% perfect. Oh, yeah, Matt was perfect for a while until I realized that I wasn't perfect at all. Do you understand what's taking place here? Because if God wanted to heal him, I'm talking about Jesus, which is God, instantaneously, could he have done it? Yeah. Could he have done it without spitting? Yeah. So why did he spit? I don't know. It's a good question, huh? We'll have to ask to him. But here, spit on me, Lord Jesus. Watch this very carefully. So the first time around, Jesus could have said, see, he didn't say, you're healed, you can see. He says, what do you see? I see blurry. Everything's blurry. Friends, how many of us are seeing a lot of things that are blurry? Because we're not seeing with the eyes of Christ. And we're not seeing it from his perspective. And we're not seeing through the eyes of faith. How many of us are seeing trees? They're blurry. I don't know what's going on in my life, but I think I do. Do you really? There's a lot going on in my life I don't absolutely understand. Can I figure it out? Can I figure it out? I cannot. The trees are blurry. It's all around me. Wouldn't it be ludicrous for the guy who sees everything blurry to just be satisfied with that and say, I can see a little, that's good enough. I'll make it from here, Lord. No, we don't want to do that. We want to see through the eyes of Christ.
Gosh,
we watch this very carefully. Watch this. It's a golden nugget. When we see things from Christ's perspective, our perspective automatically changes. Okay? We're seeing the gates of heaven open. We're seeing things as God sees them, okay? And so he says, no, I see things. And they look like trees. Once more, verse 25, Jesus put his hands on the man's eyes, and his eyes were opened completely, and his sight was restored, and he saw everything as it was. It was clear, as it really is. Do you understand why Jesus did it two times? Because I think there's a lot of us, guys, and I know in my life that I really thought I was seeing things clearly. I really thought I had an understanding of things, and I didn't. Jesus had to lay his hands on me again, and then I started seeing as God saw. And once I saw it as God saw it, guess what happened? Changed me. I no longer was very, judgmental. I wasn't being legalistic anymore. I was more loving. I was a person who wanted to extend mercy and grace because that's what had been given to me. I was so much more long-suffering with people, okay? And meaning this, I understood where they were and why they were acting the way they were, okay? Because that's how I was acting when I was outside of Jesus, okay? I acted the same way. Lost people act like lost people. But when I was in a lost state, I thought I was really seeing clearly. But I wasn't. I was seeing trees and everything was fuzzy. But yet I really believed with all my heart, guys, watch this very carefully. I really believed that I had it all handled. It was all clear. It made all sense. And friends, here's the thing. It's never going to make sense until we're on the other side of eternity. But you have to realize God doesn't make mistakes. Do you understand? If what you believe is contrary to His Word, let every man be a liar and God be true. God's word is true. There are no mistakes in the word of God. Any. So if what I'm thinking doesn't line up with this, I'm seeing fuzzy like the blind man. And so many people I know, what are they? They're blinded. The Bible actually says they're blinded in their sin, okay? That they can't see clearly. Sin has that effect. That's why Christ came. You know what I'm saying? Sin destroys us. The Bible likens sin into poison. You know what I'm saying? That's going to hurt us. And yet, you and I sometimes, and I'm putting me in there too, you and I sometimes will choose and make decisions that we know are contrary to God's word, His ways, His means, His perfect will for our life, but it's what this flesh wants for the moment, so we indulge the flesh, and somehow, someway, we end up being blinded. And we're just not making good decisions until we turn from and turn towards Him and we repent and decide, hey, that's not working. Friends, here's the thing. Walking blind spiritually never works. Is that the end of the story? No. No, it gets better. You're like, really? Oh, yeah, it gets better. Verse 26, we'll end here. Oh, I love it. Jesus sent him home saying, don't go into the village. What is he saying? Don't get around those people who are naysayers. Don't get around the people who didn't believe. I don't want to share my glory. I don't want to share the miracle that just took place in your life with those who are going to mock it. You know, if that blind man who could see walked into the village, you know what they would say? He was never blind. He was faking us to get money. Because most time, the blind people, that's what they did. They shook a can. It's like those people on the freeway. You know what I'm saying? Work for food, or I'm homeless, or I'm this, or I'm that. You know what the tragedy is there? Because of our society, we never know who truly needs help and who's just faking it and is a con man. You know what I'm saying? We never know. Jesus says this, hey, go home. Celebrate those of like faith. Celebrate with those who love you the most, who will just understand that you were blind, but now you see. But don't get near those people of negative faith who did not believe, who dishonored me with their hearts, okay? I think that it's just such a powerful story, okay? And one that we can all learn from, okay? Hey, this is Matt from the Man Cave.